Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. How should we best feed our soul with our free time? That's what we've been meditating on recently. God, in His wisdom and generosity, has made us creatures of body and soul. And perhaps the most repeated reminder that we are body and soul is the fact that we have to eat, like the beasts, three times a day. But even if we eat like the beasts, we're not supposed to eat like beasts. We're supposed to eat like images of God. Table manners, utensils, grace before meals, and an appreciation for cooking and eating together at fixed times as a sign of love, with hospitality, and family and friends and good conversation. That's what we're supposed to do. The lower animals, they don't do that. The way we eat is supposed to be a sign of what we are. Eating is meant to nourish the soul as well as the body. In fact, eating is so important that God has chosen to come to us in the most holy, most intimate manner of all, through the Holy Eucharist. The Church teaches that the source and summit of the Christian life involves eating and sipping from a cup. So are we eating in a way that corresponds to our dignity as human beings and as Christians? Or are we eating like beasts? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now God could have made human beings so that they never needed to eat. He could have made us as just work machines that never had to stop for nourishment. But God is so good that He has written it into our design that about three times a day we must stop to take delight. That is because God made us for joy and not for sorrow. And there's a sense in which food is one of the most basic kinds of delight. One of the first delights a child has is uniting with his mother by receiving food from her body. And as we get older, we're capable of finding beauty in what we eat. Remember, beauty is a combination of order and surprise, and you could say that food is orderly when it's well prepared, and that it's surprising in its endless variety of tastes and smells. So ask yourself, regardless of what stresses there are in your life, do you take a moment before each meal to say sincerely, "Thank you, God, for another burst of beauty, for another pause for pleasure. Thank you for making me with an appetite for this goodness, and thank you for providing this goodness to me now." We get into the habit of saying grace, but make sure, especially when you eat alone, that you're praying grace. The Lord is so generous, and one of his most repeated gifts, the gift of food, is one of the ones we repeatedly forget to thank him for. And by the way, without gratitude, you can never really enjoy a gift. So stop before you eat, say thank you, and then really enjoy your meal. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Of course, a lot of people don't enjoy what they eat because they don't take the time to enjoy it. Each meal is supposed to be like a little Sunday, a time of prayer and rest and delight, and often a time of friendship and good conversation. But people don't observe Sundays because they'd rather get stuff done than be happy. And people don't savor their meals for the same reason. To delight in food and drink, we have to be willing to slow down and take the time to enjoy it. Also, we have to be willing to slow down and take the time to make it. Fast food is generally made fast and eaten fast. The same with microwave dinners. But why would we want to blitz through our happiness? Why would we want to hurry through pleasure as fast as possible? What can that be but pride? The impulse to make an impact, the impulse to achieve, to get things done, instead of to appreciate the great gifts of God's goodness that He gives to us. So here's a first tip. If you're eating alone, put away the phone, the computer. Don't get out a book. Don't listen to something. Just eat in silence. Appreciate the food consciously and be grateful consciously. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Every art takes time to master and execute. Every kind of artwork takes time to develop an appreciation for. And culinary art is no different. If we're going to enjoy what God has made available to us, we're going to have to slow down, which is probably the best thing for our souls and bodies anyway. We said every art takes time and discipline to perfect. Learning to cook, to prepare food well, and with some variety, is an art that we're losing, and it's taking a human toll. Our bodies and our souls are suffering from the unhealthiness and the boredom of eating nothing more than mass-produced food. Processed food that comes in boxes and cans is literally killing us. Now, the first step to overcoming this is to recognize the art of cooking as a true art, producing works of beauty. So slow down, buy real food and prepare it, and then share it with others. I make a really amazing lentil dal. Plus, it's a lot less expensive to cook your own food and then go out to eat. And I've noticed in our digital world, The technology seems to speed up life to an unbearable speed. Whereas having to go buy ingredients and then prepare it slows our whole being down into the present moment where God lives. So if you're too busy to prepare, cook, and eat food, maybe that's a red flag that something's off in your life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I know you have a passion for cooking, and you're actually really an excellent host. But I want to invite people, before we get into our conversation, to really go on mission with us, because we're now reaching more than 80,000 people in 148 countries with this Rosary podcast. And it's something that we produce a brand new meditation every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, which takes a lot of effort. But that's not all that we do, because with School of Faith, we lead pilgrimages and retreats. We form spiritual mentors. We help take care of Christian families in the Holy Land with housing and healthcare and education. So I want to invite those praying with us to consider going on mission with us through a small monthly gift. It's very easy. Within this Rosary episode, right after the transcript, you can find a place to click to donate, because a small monthly gift from a lot of people goes a long, long way So go on mission with us and help us reach more people. So Teresa, what are your thoughts about food and drink?
I didn't know what to expect with this meditation. I didn't know if it would lean more in the direction of not taking too much pleasure in food and drink. So this was actually a very delightful, in all senses of the word, very delightful meditation and a delightful surprise. Because I do care a lot about food. It wasn't until I was a good deal older, because until I was in college, the only thing I could cook was chili. Which was pretty good chili, but it was mostly just chili. But I've come to really love it, and hosting has become one of my favorite things. There's nothing I love more than pairing good food, good drink, good conversation, really perfecting the environment. And I think it's a good gift you can bring to others. And luckily, I have a lot of friends that enjoy it enough that we can do that quite often and do dinner parties. In fact, I remember when I was in college, my roommate and I went to buy a table from someone. It was like an elderly couple living in the Lawrence area, which is a college town. And we were going to buy it from them, found them on like Facebook Marketplace. And we mentioned, oh, we're so excited to have this table because we love hosting dinner parties. And their faces just kind of fell and they were like, you host dinner parties? It just blew their mind, because at that same moment, their daughter came home and she was just angry and pretty much cursing him out and fled the house as soon as she got in there.
Wow.
She was just, being around her parents just made her angry. And she literally like ran out of the house. She was like, her parents were like, oh, where are you going? And she's like, out. Like, you know, an edgy teenager in a 90s sitcom. But I could see just like, it was a really sweet couple. And they were just like in awe of the fact that college students were so invested in getting together and actually cooking for each other and actually spending time enjoying the food. But there were some really good points in this meditation on how we enjoy food. That A, it's important to spend time and slow down and cook. My friends will know that there are many times that I procrastinate like the start of my cooking, and then I'm just rushing and really stressed and apologizing the entire time that I'm cooking it. So you really need to allot time for it. But I have a huge habit of never eating in silence. I'll either watch something or read something or listen to an audiobook or listen to music. And this is a really interesting fact. I read a study that said what you hear actually affects how you taste. If you're in an incredibly loud environment, it is harder for you to fully taste food. You dull your senses if you're in a really loud, overstimulating environment. It's why I guarantee if you take any bar food out of a bar, you're not going to enjoy that. That's not good food. But a beer might taste really good when you're at a concert and nothing really matters. But you're not going to drink that if you're just at home trying to enjoy a really nice beer. It actually quantifiably changes your taste. So to sit in silence and fully enjoy something completely changes the experience. And luckily, just last week, I had a few friends over, including one of my brothers, and I cooked for all of them. And we were planning on, because one of them had to leave early, so we were planning on eating while we watched a movie. But we ended up, unspoken, we just sat down where we were going to eat the movie in my basement. And then we just ate, and we didn't watch the movie at first. We just ate in silence. And at first I thought, oh, I should remind them to save time. We should start the movie now. Or, oh, I should bring down the speaker. We were listening to some really good music beforehand. And I was like, no, this is beautiful. We sat, it was really dim lighting, and we just ate in like silence other than our conversation. And it was the best meal I've had in forever.
Yeah, that's spectacular. That's spectacular. Food and drink are supposed to be beauty and nourishing of our soul in and of themselves. But when you connect it to friendship, it's even better. I was thinking about how friendship is when two or more people pursue something else together. That's how friendship comes about. Mm. And we overlook one of the most basic ways to really grow in friendship. Purchase, prepare, and eat food together.
Absolutely.
You know, parents are always, and grandparents are looking for, what can I do with my kids or grandkids? And we come up with all this entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the greatest things to do together is just what I said. For a husband and wife, for parents and kids, for grandparents and grandkids,
mm-hmm.
go together, purchase the food, prepare it together, eat it together. This is part of the whole Montessori method.
Yeah.
Of just involve your kids in ordinary life. Or a couple of weeks ago, we have a wonderful religious community in Kansas City, the Little Brothers and Little Sisters of the Lamb. And they were at an evening daily mass right before supper. And afterwards I said, sisters, what are you going to do for supper? And they said, we were just going to go back to the monastery. And I said, well, come over to my house and I'll make supper for you. So five of them came over and I just got out two or three cutting boards and knives and food. And I said, start chopping.
Oh, the poor sisters.
They loved it.
They probably
did. We all prepared the meal together. And then
I love cooking with friends. I forget that because often I feel like I'd be getting in someone's way, but I have one friend. This is the only friend that ever helps cook. That's my friend Trevor. He worked at Chipotle all throughout high school, and he did it partially because he really enjoyed the skills he gained from it and actually learning to cook, and because he wasn't just up front. But it's always delightful when I'm stressing out trying to cook for my friends, and he's like, let me chop that, let me do this or that, let me do the dishes. But it's a really beautiful way because we have to do it anyways.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's a great gift from God that we have to stop. So you might as well cook for others. It's honestly...
cook with others.
It's so much harder on your own and to just cook for one person.
Yeah.
So many really good foods are really hard to meal prep for like the entire week. So I like to... my favorite thing is finding a big meal and then... getting anyone I can possibly get to come over and eat it with me.
That's awesome. You know, if you're cooking a meat that might take longer, okay,
mm-hmm.
throw that in before.
Yeah.
But for everything else, prepare it with people, talk while you're preparing, and then you get to talk while it's cooking,
yeah.
and then you get to talk while
you're
eating.
I know my guy friends, they all get together and they smoke meat together and they grill it and they barbecue. And you can have drinks while you do it.
Yeah.
It might take a long time, but it's really delightful to be with someone even while they're cooking.
See, this is what we forget about friendship. Friendship is when two or more people pursue something else together.
Mm-hmm.
Why not make it food and drink?
I can't remember if it's a part of Italian culture or Vietnamese culture that you're kind of expected that if you show up to someone's house, they're going to start cooking when you get there. And that's part of it. But I think I confuse those two because they're two cultures that really care about food. And I think it's something very important because I don't think it's a big part of American culture, honestly. Fast food is meant for your car. It's very quick,
There you go. Good point. Fast food is meant for your car. Who in the world should eat in their car?
I've had some great meals in my car. For a while, when we were selling the house I was in college, I would have to leave constantly. Because they would show the house. And if I was in, like, about to eat lunch or something, I would eat in my car. And you'd drive somewhere with a real good view.
Well, that's...
but there's still a way to enjoy it, is my point. But that's kind of the... when you think of American food, you do think of fast food. Other than barbecues, which are notoriously very community-based. And that's a good thing. But we should put our focus on food towards community and towards delight and enjoyment. And even if you're alone... I think of, I'm sad that I wasn't there that night that you cooked for the little sisters because I love them. I really do. But I think back to that exact night. I remember what night that was. And I was in a rage because I'd been around people so much that weekend that I'm such an introvert. I was like, I need time to myself. So what I decided to do was spend the whole evening cooking. And it really calmed me down. Sometimes you need that.
There are things that God has designed into our system to slow us down so that we can delight. Preparing and eating food is one of them. So let's not miss the delight God has for us. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be.
I was going to make one more note that please. If you're really struggling to be in your college student's life, or in your older kids' lives, even high schoolers, food. Young people love food. That's all they want.
And it's awesome to go out to a nice restaurant, but you don't always have to go out and prepare it together.
No, I mean, absolutely. I mean, a cooked meal, that's what college students don't get. They never get that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the reason I have such a good relationship with mom is because all throughout college, we do almost weekly lunches together because I wanted food. And I really liked being with her, obviously. But there were some days where I was in a bad mood and I wanted food.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So instead of stressing out about making your house perfect, cleaning it, preparing a huge meal, and then having people show up, I have a suggestion. Don't clean your house. Dim the lights and put on the candles, because then you can't see any of the dirt.
Or smell it.
And then prepare the meal together and clean up together. And enjoy.
And make them chip in for the groceries.
And make them chip in for the groceries and a nice bottle of wine and delight.
Well, thank you for this conversation.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.